It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Five to sports, we're touching, Rich. Yesterday I bent over and my back seized, and I thought I was finally going to be trapped in a situation where I could not stand up straight. Oh. So,
did it end up? What happened? Like, how'd you get up? Did it just stop?
It kind of stopped. But I've never had. I have back pain. That shows you how old I am.
It's from your hiking, Fred.
I swear to God, when I walk like a lot, like if I could, I can ride a bike forever. But if I walk a lot or run, like, yeah, it screws up my back. That's how stupid and fat I am. All right, Rich, we are reliving some of our great moments because it gives people great peace in times of distress. We are truly heroes. And Rich, what do we have for the people today?
Well, we ran into a story that just doesn't get any more Rhode Island than this. Let's let it roll.
Holy people, will you look at this fish? Look at that thing! That's a tuna, bro!
985 The Sports Hub, we are Toucher and Rich, and those were the voices of the two guys that caught a fish.
So, they were on Kimmel last night. Jimmy Kimmel had them on.
It's not a surprise.
No, they're pretty good. But when we did that story, there was one of our listeners in Providence said, listen, this is not the first time that somebody from New England has gotten famous for identifying something large in the water and having a reaction to it. This is, I guess, a news report. It says circa 2007, but it looks like it's circa like 1990. Right out of Providence. This is a Providence television station that ran with this story, and it sounds like there's something creepy in the water.
All right, here we go.
This has been a summer of frightening animals in Rhode Island, a piranha in Coventry, an alligator in Lincoln, and now an unknown scary creature in Portsmouth. Whatever it was so big and so scary, a Fall River couple thought they were going to die. It's a story you'll see only here on Eyewitness News. The couple spoke exclusively with our Sean Daly. Sean joins us now with their amazing ordeal.
We haven't heard of anything quite like this around here before. Imagine swimming mindlessly in the late
Swimming, I don't think mindlessly is the word you were looking for.
Just sitting there basically like lobotomized.
Although maybe after you meet the couple, that might be an appropriate word.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
When you're lighting off fireworks mindlessly, when you're mindlessly having unprotected sex.
We haven't heard of anything quite like this around here before. Imagine swimming mindlessly in the late afternoon sun, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a huge, horrifying creature, roughly 15 feet long, rocks your world. Tuesday afternoon here at Teddy's Beach in Portsmouth, what happened gives new meaning to this danger sign.
This is still hard for her, isn't it?
Yeah, she went to a counselor to talk to a counselor this morning, right? You know, so...
It was low tide, and Harney was out beyond the danger sign, floating on her back, relaxing, when big trouble struck.
I turned around, I heard a hissing sound. So I stopped, I looked beside me, and all I seen was a face come up with these big teeth. And I just remember the face being like shaped like a basketball, and the face went in, and it kept swimming around me. It rubbed up against my leg.
It rubbed up against your leg?
Up against my leg.
Literally. It touched you.
It touched me. That's how I knew it was scary.
Okay, I got it. It was just some fat guy.
Why are they interviewing Josh McDaniels?
Yes,
that's it, very much.
Sweet, and it was
right
in my own.
All right, Fred. Would you like to see said couple? It is a gentleman who, in the interview, just says, "I'm keeping this damn cigarette in my mouth,
and I'm just going to say, give me the thinnest gold chain available." Just, I'll take the $10 gold chain, please,
and I'll buy three more for my wife. Or girlfriend, or whatever.
Here you go. It's behind you. It's behind you. There you go.
I don't know what gold is trading at right now, but I can tell you this is worth at least $12. Why do you buy a gold chain like that? You know what I want? It's something that tells people I had to change.
Change in my pocket.
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, this is pretty sweet.
This is 2 days after the fact, by the way.
All right. Wow, she's displaying great wealth as well. All right, here we go.
Had scales because I felt the scales unless I seen the face. So I started swimming away. I yelled, "Danny, help me! Something's chasing me."
Carney's fiance had been fishing.
Stop,
with
Carney. Maybe they thought they were asking, "What do you do for a living?"
No,
no, she was not your name.
You know how there's like people named like Soho and stuff where they were conceived. She was conceived on the Tilt a Whirl.
Something's chasing me.
Carney's fiance had been fishing with a buddy on these rocks. He raced into the water.
"It's going to get her." I grabbed her by the ass. Rear end.
Grabbed her by the ass.
Oops. "Hey, come here, you. Let me get a big squeeze of that tuchus."
Just reached out and grabbed a pooper.
"I copped a feel." "What are you going to do?"
By the way, this is the greatest. This is like a long segment, and then there's obviously no editor at this news station.
No, I know. It's a pre-recorded segment.
I grabbed him by the ass.
"I grabbed them cakes, gave him a little squeeze."
"It's going to get her." I grabbed her by the ass, or rear end, and I grabbed her like that, and I whipped her in. We're over her head. I says, "Rachel, just swim. Don't turn around no matter what you hear, right?" Now, I stood there, and the thing's going, like, around me and stuff, all right? It comes up, and it's got these fangs, like my fingers, right at the top, plus layers inside, okay? And it shoots water out of its nose, right? And out of its mouth, it goes like this to me. It goes...
You know, you should have done it with that sea monster.
I grabbed her by the ass.
Just grabbed her by the ass.
He grabbed her by the ass and he threw her over his head. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's kind of a talent.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm super strong. I don't know if you know. I grabbed by the ass and threw over my head.
So it says it's Eddie Money.
Don't make a move. That's good eating.
Okay, the sea monster?
Yeah, maybe if it bites my hand, I could sue the beach.
Hey, maybe you could.
Oh, I just got a stump for an arm now.
It spit the water out of me. Now I think it's going to kill me, you know what I mean? The group thinks the creature was attracted to blood from a nasty injury to Joey Malo's leg. Joey was out in the water as he is right now cleaning his leg. Joey, how much blood was there?
I bled for an hour and a half. And it just wouldn't stop.
So I went in the ocean and said, "Heal it up."
They go to this dude who they brought him back for the story.
I just was on the beach with a gaping wound.
They filmed him rubbing his leg. Yeah, this thing's been bleeding for a while.
I bled for an hour and a half.
Oh,
it's and it just wouldn't stop.
So I decided to take a dip.
So my friend came over.
I grabbed her by the ass. Rear end.
It's attracted to blood.
How would they know?
I don't know.
Why are they running this story?
Because we'll play it.
I was bleeding for an hour and a half. Oh, screw it, Joey. I'm just going to go in the water. Finally heal this sumbitch up. Oh, boy. I was getting pretty lightheaded. I got to tell you, it wasn't that bad. The more blood I lost, it was almost like getting. It was almost like crack.
You bleed for an hour and a half. You got to go to the hospital, my friend.
Well, I didn't want to attract creatures.
Okay.
I will not ever go in salt water again because I am that scared. I thought I was dead that day.
At first, I thought it was an eel, okay? Because when it got to chase her, it was going like this. You know what I mean? Like they go a little bit like this, like a hump sort of. It sounds like a...
And then I went and did a little hump afterwards.
You know what he did?
I grabbed him by the
ass. That's right.
That's right. I gave a little hump. Damsel in distress.
You know what I mean? Like they go a little bit like this, like a hump sort of. It sounds like a barracuda.
Man, you're still in the...
Sounds like that jam by heart. Barracuda. Cow goes moo, barracuda goes... You know barracudas when you're tangling with them just outside of Newport.
That sound they make.
That sound the barracudas make.
Are barracudas saltwater fish? Aren't barracudas supposed to be in the Amazon?
Sure.
But it doesn't mean you don't know what the sound is.
It was like, I thought it was a giraffe.
You know the sound they make?
You know that sound giraffes make? I thought it was a woolly mammoth. You know, woolly mammoths, they go...
It goes...
You know the sound barracudas make.
It goes...
You know, I'm a marine biologist. And a gynecologist amateur. You know what makes that hump motion?
FBI, female body inspector.
Yeah.
Barracuda.
Man, you're still in the moment right now, 2 days later. You're still...
Is everyone high?
I know. I was thinking that, too. I'm like, to make this report, you could probably be on drugs. But then 2 days later...
Yeah, man, you're like still in the moment, man.
Man, you're still in the moment right now, 2 days later. You're still in this moment, are you?
I've been going to bed with things grabbing me, wrapping around my neck, choking, fighting underground and everything.
Fucking underground!
Can you picture this guy just beating up the bed, falling all around?
He's fighting underground. What have you been doing for the past 2 days?
Just digging holes.
Just in the front yard, I had this need. Just
I've been wrestling with the dog.
Fell down a manhole. Just been fighting underground.
Still a mystery what the creature was. They figure it may have been some sort of a tropical fish that migrated here with a warm Gulf current. Mother Ocean.
I have an idea what to do.
I don't know what's better, the guys they're interviewing or the actual newscaster.
It's just like he goes all buffet on you at the end. Yes, Mother Ocean.
Thatcher and Rich.
One of the biggest questions during all of this is, where is the location? Where are these fights taking place?
On ESPN. Live April 18th on ESPN.
Well, that's where people can watch them.
That's
where are
right.
They physically taking place, Dana?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it's happening because nobody can go anyway. Nobody can show up. Nobody can go. There are some members of the media that have reached out to me that want to go. I'll bring them. Mm-hmm. I'll bring some of these media members that want to go. But other than that, it's not open to the fans, so it's on ESPN. That's it. It's all anybody needs to know.
And why? Why is that? Why? Because, I mean, this has turned into a big story just in terms of, like, how you're able even to pull this off. So why keep the location a secret?
You know, because there's a lot of creepy people out there, you know. And when they find out the location, they start attacking the location and making phone calls. Mm. So this keeps the creeps at bay.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Oh, my. I mean, first of all, that is the greatest. The fact that Dana White from the UFC says, you know what? I'm going to do legitimately everything I can possibly do to keep the UFC game going strong. And one of them being there's going to be Fight Island, in which he said he's going to get all the fighters in one central location, get them all tested, and then on a plane fly them over and have them go at each other, as I said earlier, much like Jean-Claude Van Damme in The Quest. Just a on-the-island, big fighting, bare-knuckle paradise match that these guys... I mean, the whole concept of it is phenomenal. It will never happen. but it's phenomenal. And the other thing that he's done to skirt any sort of regulation that he might be breaking by having an event is that, according to the New York Times, now this is new, because I remember I mentioned earlier that he was looking to do something on like Native American land, which means that the federal and state guidelines in California that you can't have a gathering of more than 10 people can occur. If you are on a reservation, they, in many ways, have their own set of laws in certain aspects, and one of the things they don't have to adhere by is apparently what the governor thinks the gatherings of people, the maximum amount of people gathered, should be. Well, it sounds like he has chosen a spot for UFC 249. And as of right now, according to the New York Times, he's planning to host the event at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort near Lemoore, California. So legally, he will be on land that cannot be dictated whether or not you're allowed to have more than 10 people there. Jeez. It's April 18th. He says the place where the fight is going to be is April 18th, and I've locked up for 2 months, so I'm going to continue to pump fights as they come out. So there you go. He has somehow found a way around regulation by having it at this casino resort. I have to imagine the casino is closed, yet they have a facility apparently where they can all fight. I'm just now seeing that this is where things seem to have been landed on right here. So, my goodness. The California State Athletic Commission, which usually regulates MMA, they said they've canceled all fights through May 31st, and this is his way he was able to skirt around the entire issue. So, you can never doubt the hustle of Dana White. Whether it makes him look like an a-hole during all this is a completely different thing.
Well, I mean, what an island! I mean, what a paradise that would be! All those honks just sitting around beating each other up. All the steel cage. What an island to be on,
dude! That's a week from Saturday. We're like in the heart of this right now, and he's still going to do this.
Yeah, hell yeah, he is.
How long has California been?
It's going to be a paradise. It's going to be just a bunch of honks hanging out.
Fighting,
blood everywhere.
I mean, it's no island, but, you know, that's next. That's next. When you and also, there's a million questions about that, too. Like,
is it an oasis of honks?
It's Hunk Oasis. There might be some dames there, too. You know, fighting dames. There might be dames there, too.
Give or take them. I want myself some honks.
Some bare knuckle honks. But it is funny that all of these people, you're starting to kind of figure out like which leagues are looking at this realistically and which ones are like pie in the sky. We mentioned how baseball wanted to do that thing in Arizona. That seems kind of crazy. And you even heard Chris Sale today. He was asked about it. Now, there was a player that Jeff Passan didn't mention who it was, but, you know, his original reaction was, there's no way I'm going to stay away from my family for 4.5 months. And then the next morning he got back to him and said, oh, well, you know what? If we all get paid, then I don't think that anyone would have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris Sale, once again, made a lot of money in the league. He doesn't really need the money if he doesn't have to. He's a little less gung-ho about the whole thing.
I think it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could look at my kids just through a screen for 4 or 5 months. Same thing goes with my wife, you know, just not being able to be around. That's a long time. But, you know, people have done it in harsh scenarios, I guess. But I think there's a lot of figuring out to do. I think there's a right way to do this. And I'm confident that Major League Baseball, the Players Association, all the owners, all the teams, players, I think that we're going to be able to find a way to come together and iron this stuff out and figure out a way that's safe and a way that's going to please the masses.
Yes, what does he care?
What's that?
I mean, what does he care? He doesn't even have to be there.
Yeah. I wonder if he would have to be there.
No, he wouldn't.
Why?
He's recovering from Tommy John surgery. He's not going to need to be there.
But wouldn't it be part of the recovery? Wouldn't his trainers be there with the team?
He can't throw.
That's an unnecessary risk, Rich.
See, I think so, too. So I don't actually know why he's...
He can't throw. I mean, they're not going to let him throw. I mean, he's a year away from throwing. So, I mean, what's the point of him being there?
Somebody wanted to know if at this Fight Island, where there's going to be a boneyard match.
Hey, guess what? You're going against a bunch of druids.
Card-carrying union druids who can operate caterpillars. at forklift operators. They have their forklift licenses still in order, not yet expired. The card-carrying druids travel with me. They've all been tested, and the only thing they've come out positive for is being creepy AF.
You can't test for ghoulishness.
No, you cannot. And we've learned that with the boneyard match.
He was buried, but then guess what? Joke's on you. I'm burying you.
So that is what's going to be happening on the reservation for the American fighters. And then there's the international ones, and that's where, of course, Fantasy Island's going to happen, where there's just going to be a bunch of... I mean, this is... It really has gotten ridiculous. And the more time that goes on, how funny would it be if, like, Dana White was the only one who continued? Because he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care how it looks. He's never cared how it looks. He's continued to do these things. I mean, that might be the only league that continues with sports is the UFC. And something bad's going to happen. It's going to backfire, and he's still not going to care.
Well, just to get the hustle to get the MMA going in the beginning, I mean, getting these states to, you know, license them. I mean, there was a time where you wouldn't think that anyone would license the sport. So, yeah, I mean, what does he care? He's going to make a MMA island. So much blood. Hey, pal, get out of the way. I'm on my way to the cage. Rough, rough.
Rough, rough.
Rough, rough.
Because you want a bone. You're in the boneyard. There's a yard full of bones.
Yeah, and I like them. I'm like Bam Bam. I play the drums with your bones.
So you are essentially dog treat Jay Stew?
I'm Bam Bam Jay Stew.
Oh, you're Bam. Okay, so you're Caveman Kid Jay Stew. Bam Bam Jay Stew.
That's right.
Where's Pebbles?
Hey, Pebbles. Get out of the way. I got superhuman strength. Hey, Barney, shut up. I'm the king of the castle. Bam, bam.
Your greatest friend. And you mess it thrice again.
Shut up, Fred. You're fat. I'm going to knock you on the head and turn you into a romantic that puts a rose in his mouth. Does anyone remember that episode?
Yes, that is such a random Flintstones reference. What is this green man following me around with a
it's
helmet?
It's the Great Kazoo. Hey, hey, Fred, I'm too important to be blown up. Remember the one where we were skiing and I was the sexy spy? No one does. In Bedrock, twitch, twitch.
That's a Flintstones, baby. That's great.
Yes, keep your eye on the ball, Barney boy.
Barney hit a hole in one with a putter.
By the way, Fred Flintstone and Tommy Heinsohn sound exactly alike.
Yes, isn't it? Keep your eye on the ball, Barney boy.
I mean, that's Tommy Heinsohn.
He actually voiced the character.
That's what I thought.
Here's a question, Fred. The name of the rock and roll singer that sung that song in the Flintstones.
Oh, boy. Johnny. Johnny's the right first name, right?
Nope.
Dude, I have no idea.
Yep. I can't remember. Oh, rock and roll. Rock roll. Okay. And then We Are the Way Outs was the other band.
That's right.
Way out, way out. That's where the fun is. Way out. Yep. All right. Well, I did that. that was going on. All right, so do we have any Tom Brady audio that we can get to?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up, stack, stack, stack it up, stack, 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 stack it up, stack, top. We are Toucher and Rich. And I will, in a moment, tell you that the stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com.
All right. So when I heard last week that Tom Brady was going to be on Howard Stern, actually, the way I found out was that I follow Tom Brady on Twitter. Of course I do. I love pictures of his TB12 products being tweeted. And he said, it's going to get a little bit crazy. I knew exactly what was going to happen. I said, here's what's going to happen. Tom Brady's going to go up there, and he is going to, and this has nothing to do with Howard Stern. He's obviously a great interviewer. But he is going to say nothing, but he's going to swear a lot. I'm like, yeah. I guarantee you, he's going to say, you know what? We're going to let things loose, get a little bit crazy. Let's check in to see if he happened to do just that.
You never would sit there and say to a guy, I got to talk to you about this because it's burning me up.
No, I would. I've never said that. And I would never say that because you've got to believe people don't want to f*** up.
And there's always this question, Tom Brady, greatest of all time. But if he didn't have Belichick.
I think it's a pretty shitty argument, actually, that people would say that because... Again, I can't do his job and he can't do mine.
Yo, this isn't your dad's Tom Brady interview.
No, sorry. This isn't Jim Gray.
This isn't no mamby-pamby at all.
This is no holds barred, baby.
At one point, apparently, he was asked about, you know, whether moving to Tampa would affect his legacy. And he goes, I could give a blank.
Ooh,
that's not me.
Ouch.
And I think that it was Will Brinson who said it best. He tweeted, I think now we're at the point where Tom Brady's over-swearing. He's like jamming it, like, come on, man. I don't give two blanks about nothing. I'm cool Joe Tommy. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I think of him like Joe Burrow smoking that. Remember how awkward he was?
Yes.
How awkward he looked trying to look cool? That's what Tom Brady is on Howard Stern.
Do you think that he put on like a leather jacket and was just like, here we go, baby. We're doing this on Skype. And I'm going to let it fly.
It's about to get a little crazy. You know what? It just goes to show, even Howard Stern can't make Tom Brady an interesting interview.
No. Like, Howard Stern, one of the great all-time interviewers.
That's right.
Cannot make Tom Brady at all interesting.
So
I guess there was like a nugget that Giselle said he wasn't pulling his weight at home.
So here's the nuggets. Like if you could pull any nugget from it, first of all, everyone freaked out.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck sifting through that hour.
Well, Mike did. And so
how long was it, Dan?
It was like an hour.
No, it's longer.
Oh no! It might still be going. It's long.
Yeah, it's over an hour and a half.
It probably felt like 3 hours. But here he is talking about, listen, sometimes got a little naughty back in college and high school.
I would say yes and no. Like, I definitely wanted to fit in with the crowd that kind of went to the parties and had fun. And I was kind of friends with those guys. But in the end, what really kept me from doing, you know, smoking a lot of weed and, you know, obviously in high school, you try that and, you know, I drank, you know, you go to parties and drink and stuff. But I always felt like I was letting my dad down in a way. We had such a close relationship. He was always available to me. So in a way, when I would do those things, I always felt really guilty. If I woke up the next morning with a hangover that I just felt guilty about it. You know, I definitely had my fun in high school with partying and drinking and, you know, smoking weed on occasion.
So we got a little of that, a little bad boy Tom Brady.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's something that's legal now.
So you're like everyone else.
You lived in California.
Yeah, you're like, so you're basically everyone. Yeah, so there you go. Well, I mean, listen, he's just tossing around that he smoked a couple doobies.
Sure.
Over there in high school.
So on top of
what was going on?
Once again, I knew it was going to be like this. The minute he was like, it's going to get crazy. Like, whoa.
Yeah, sure. I smoked a little Mary Jane during my school days.
It's Tom Brady unleashed. Whoa. Yeah, I've never heard him this way. He said a swear word.
Well, listen, that's right. How was high school? I mean, Sure. I'd have a couple brewskis and maybe give myself a little joineroo. But I think that you could interview 90% of people and that they would say that I've on occasion in high school smoked weed and drank.
This is the other thing that people are going to write about. But once again, this is something that I think we all pretty much knew just by his actions.
I probably knew before the start of last season that it was my last year. Before last offseason, I had a contract that got restructured. And then basically, from my standpoint, I knew that at the end of the year, I was going to become a free agent for the first time in my career. And I had spoken about it with the ownership of the team, Mr. Kraft, and he was good with it. I had spoken about it with Coach Belichick. He was good with it. And that's what we decided to do. Over the course of the season and the off season, there wasn't a ton of substantial, conversations for us to continue. We had some, and we both thought about it. And then in the end, it was just a great way to end two decades. We had a great conversation about, there's nothing, I said this before, there's no bigger fan of the New England Patriot organization than me.
By the way, somebody just said, Brady getting to swear on Stern sounds like the first time your parents dropped you off at the movie theater with your friends in junior high, and you just took the F-bombs out of a leather-bound case in your verbiage backpack and let them fly just to show up. Listen, I don't need this. Or like when your dad put on like a cool rock T-shirt just to try to fit in. Hey, what's up, guys? You guys done the Mary Jane by any chance?
Hey, I used to have a ponytail. I'm no stranger to rock and roll.
Anyone like smoking marijuana cigarettes?
Brady's such a nerd.
I know. He really
is.
He's
the world's biggest nerd.
So think of this. This was Tom Brady going into it knowing that I'm going to get a little crazy. I'm going to get loose. How unbelievably stiff and nerdy is this guy? Now, there is one thing that he did say apparently at the end of it that is kind of interesting, and you mentioned it about like Giselle and but it's something that I think that once again I think he's earned every right to do. And he said that that the reason he no longer went to OTAs the past few years that Giselle wanted him carrying more of the load at home. He said, I have to check myself. She said that she wasn't satisfied with our marriage, and I needed to, do more during that time. See, to me, I never had a big problem with him doing that. Like, he's earned right. It. It's less time. I mean, of anybody, he's the guy that I really didn't question. Now, I do think it hurt him this past year of all the years because he could have gotten more time with N'Keal Harry and a couple of these other guys to get on the same page. But he earned that right, and I never had a problem with that. And by the way, he did that for years and was going to Super Bowls during those years. So once again, that's not a big deal. Now, him putting the blame on Giselle or at least calling out Giselle, that part I do find accidentally interesting. Like, I think he didn't quite mean to do that. Like, I don't think he was saying, I'm going to totally, call out Giselle and throw her under a bus.
Not my fault. Yeah.
What could he possibly have talked about for an hour and a half?
Dude, it was a whole bunch of, and I have some people who were like, kind of encapsulating what it was. It was just like, listen, I'm the biggest Patriots fan there is. Like, I guess Howard tried to get him to, talk crap on Bill Belichick. He didn't do any of that. It was just like, it's time for a change. As I said, Tom Brady is the most boring interview in sports. Yeah. Will be. And you know what? It's a gift. It's an art form. And it's something that is to his advantage. Like, he knows how to say nothing and make people think that he said something.
I've always thought that he and Bill Belichick are basically the same person, and the only difference is Brady is younger and smiles a lot.
And people love him for it.
I don't know how you would have the endurance to listen to him for an hour and a half. From Howard Stern's perspective, are you trying to, is it like a boxing match where you're trying to, you're doing body blows until you think you can wear the guy down? I mean, I can't imagine interviewing Tom Brady for 90 minutes. It would be infuriating. So, I don't know. Good for Howard Stern. I mean, to have that kind of energy to keep going. Danny, we're getting a little feedback, boy. Come on now.
Really? What are you hearing? You're hearing yourself back?
Yeah, and Rich back, too.
Yeah. Everybody got their headphones on their ears the right way?
Because if like one's like off of it, that seems to happen. Like if you're doing it like We Are the World recording style, where you just hold the side of it, that could be an issue. That could be a problem. Well, while we're trying to get that fixed, Tracy Morgan was on the Today Show with Hoda Kotb. Isn't that how you pronounce her last name? K-O-T-B, Kotb? Am I saying that right? And things got kind of awesomely awkward.
Being at home for Tracy and his family.
Oh, well, me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant.
Okay. So, you know.
So we're role-playing a lot now. We're role-playing. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one. All right.
He goes to that pregnant thing all the time.
All the time.
It's like, I'm going to make you pregnant. But,
over and I just love that. She'll do anything.
She'll do anything.
God bless that guy. Well, this is really no surprise to anybody. But, you know, Netflix is usually fairly tight-lipped as far as how their shows do, what the ratings, how many people are watching. But according to a report that just came out, Netflix's all-time most-watched programs within a 10-day span. So the amount of people who binge-watch something within 10 days. Number one is Stranger Things 3. That was the most watched within a 10-day span. That got 36.6 million. As we know, Stranger Things is a machine. That is, it's Netflix's biggest show, obviously. It's absolutely massive. Guess what number two is?
Tiger King.
The Tiger King with 34.3 million, right underneath the biggest show that they've had in its third season. Well,
it came out at the perfect time. I mean, it came out when no one could leave the house.
It was the quarantine special. Everyone was watching more TV than usual, and they turned it on and said, "What the hell is this?" And the Tiger King, the second most watched thing in 10 days ever. On Netflix, right behind it is Stranger Things 2 with 31.2 million. So, I mean, I guarantee you right now there's meetings at Netflix where people are trying to figure out, you know, can we make another episode? Is there any way we can have an eighth episode of, like, leftover stuff or maybe a storyline we didn't think of?
Discovery Channel is doing that.
I told you. Well, no, Discovery Channel is doing something completely on the missing husband of Carol Baskin, and I would watch that. I mean, that's something that apparently Discovery jumped in before Netflix was on top of that. And I would watch, because they're basically getting private investigators and following them, doing the investigation, asking questions of people who might have been there, finding videotape of maybe the car while it was in the parking lot of the airport that was left there. I'm all in on that. That I can't wait for. So,
all right. We will be right back. We will have for you. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180
actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.